Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Brad Nordman, Strofront on the show. If you missed it, we just played some audio courtesy of the Bucks Plus Audio Network, sharing that don't know the severity of what grade the groin strain or anything of that nature is, but probably 2 weeks for Giannis per Doc Rivers with Gail Klappa of Courtside on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. What you giggling about?
When I hear that name, it makes me think of an Austin Powers line.
Which one? I'll know it.
When did you get to Klappa? That's pretty good, isn't it?
Very good. Now, this was from Matt LaFleur in his press conference yesterday, where he's answering a question about the Vikings, then unprompted goes into something that struck a nerve with somebody on our panel.
Fans will show up in droves and not sell their tickets to the Vikings fans, because we've seen that happen before too.
Listen, when I heard Matt LaFleur say this, and might I add, he said this unprompted. He wasn't asked about, oh, hey, you know, how are you?
This is after like a 40-second answer.
He was asked generically, you know, oh, it's a good division.
I respect the coaching staff. I respect their players.
Exactly. So he went completely unprompted, uninstigated. Matt LaFleur says this about the, you know, Packer fans, saying don't sell your tickets to Vikings fans, because we've had that happened in the past, with a little bit of sassiness in his voice, if I detect that correctly. And I'm thinking to myself, as a player, what are we thinking with your head coach addressing that, again, uninstigated? Like, that's clearly on his brain. And again, it just reminds me that sometimes Matt LaFleur is focused on all the wrong things. The last thing he should be thinking about is who's in the stands. If it's Vikings fans, Packer fans, Badger fans, or Cricket fans, it doesn't even matter. When we had, when I was for Carolina, and we had Ron Rivera as our head coach, right? I mean, his thing was toughness, right? Toughness and grittiness and not worrying about anything else, just what you can do. Playing for Carolina, there would be many times where Packer fans, Steeler fans, Cowboys fans, Chiefs fans, whatever those blue blood franchises, they would use that as a trip to come to Carolina, maybe sometimes for warm weather, and they would take over half the stadium. And to the media, Coach Rivera would say, oh, you know, like, we love our fans. We know that they're going to be cheering for us. And we think it's great that fans from out of town want to come see us because we bring something to the table, blah, blah, blah. But to us, Coach Rivera would say, I don't give a bleep who's in the stands. I don't care who it is. And if it's good, you know what? If it is a bunch of Packer fans,
I don't know if he said it like Brad said it. I don't give a bleep.
I don't give a bleep. And he's, you know,
I don't give a bleep who's in the stands.
I don't give a bleep who's in the stands. I don't care if it's Panther fans. Obviously, we want as many Panther fans, but I don't care who it is. And I hope it's Packer fans. Let's say we're playing the Packers, because we're just going to have them go away sad and spending money on a bad afternoon. Basically, that's the Brad Nordman translated version to what I can say on the radio waves. But it was all about, I don't care what's happening outside of the white lines. And if there is something happening, good, we're going to spoil it for them. We're going to make them go home, tail between their legs, and $500, you know, basically poorer, because they spent a whole bunch of money down to come to Carolina, and we're going to do nothing but disappoint them. It's that sort of toughness inside the locker room and grittiness that we were able to, again, go on the field and play and personify, but then to the media, say things that showed like that's not on his mind. For Matt LaFleur, yes, I mean, we talk about all these things on a head coaching report card on where he falls for this kind of stuff. Concerning himself with things that are so small, and I think send the wrong message to the team, is absolutely baffling to me. It's astonishing he brought this up.
Ron McKee which I think is wrong here in this scenario, where Ron's trying to be the gotcha guy, 800-990-3776. I mean, he talked about it, so Rivera was thinking it too. You're arguing against yourself.
But that's when it was brought up.
Yeah, like, the difference is talking to the media and talking to your team and what the message is externally versus internally.
Because that is a thing, whether as in Carolina or Jacksonville, stadium takeovers were a thing. No. So it was brought up in the media.
But you know what? It's not a thing. I understand Detroit came, right? Detroit didn't have 60% of the fans a couple years ago. Nobody's overtaking Lambeau Field. This is just a spoiled coach. I love me some Matt LaFleur, but damn, he sounds like a spoiled baby sometimes. Oh, make sure you guys don't sell tickets to Vikings fans. Oh, hush.
Stop the wave.
Yeah, like, no, exactly. Stop with all the crying and complaining. Just focus on the football game. And it's crazy coming from a coach where literally every single week when they go on the road, guess what I heard last week when the Packers are playing the Giants? Go back, go. Go back.
Like, they play
the Cowboys.
Everywhere.
The
Packers have fans everywhere.
So why would he sit here and not act like you're not going to have some fans that are going to sell their tickets to Vikings fans for them to be able to go watch their team on the road? That is just the business that you are in. So to sit here and complain, hush, this ain't the Brewers playing the Cubs in a playoff game. This is week 12 where you playing against the dang Minnesota Vikings. This is the last thing should be on your mind.
Strofe, as a Packer backer and somebody who lived in Green Bay, I'm not going to lie. I might be closer to Matt LaFleur than Brad and Kyle on this.
Not surprised.
You are.
You're both crybabies.
Wow.
Lash out.
Yeah,
city.
I'm not with you. I don't get why this is what we're focused on. Like, you are running an offense that has struggled mightily in the last month of the NFL season. Let's focus on that rather than who's in the stands. I guess I hear him in terms of, I would say the last 3 years I've been on Green Bay game day, so I've been up in Green Bay for every home game.
Cool.
And
cool.
I think there has been an uptick in visiting fans at Lambeau. I mean, it's obviously a destination, so you're always going to get some. But it seems specifically like high-stakes games, Lions games, Vikings games, Bears games, even the Bengals a few weeks ago, not high stakes, but there's a lot of Bengals fans, more than you would anticipate. So,
Pat Murphy not say to not sell your tickets to Cubs fans?
Yeah, but that was a playoff series.
Yeah, it was much more significant than that.
It's a different situation.
The fans are going to stand out from opposing teams. They're always going to stand out because they're like a sore thumb, man. It's not like they took over. The Bengals fans, you didn't hear who they chants going on in Green Bay when the Bengals played the Packers.
The players don't care. Like, respectfully to Packer
fans.
If
they had
to
go in a silent count,
like,
it'd be different.
Yeah.
This isn't LA.
No, this isn't a situation where you are going to have, like we said, half of our fans that are in Green Bay are going to be Vikings or Lions fans. That would happen in LA. It would happen in Carolina and Jacksonville just because of, you know, for a lot of different reasons. This just, I don't want to be like the Matt LaFleur soft camp, but this is a soft mentality.
Yeah, it definitely
like to
is.
Be worried about something like this, players don't care. Like, they just want to play the game, play tough, have a game plan. And yeah, like, you want a great crowd, but on like list of priorities, this is like in the hundreds when it comes to a game prep, let alone something that should be unprompted brought up in a press conference.
Yeah, when I think about the Green Bay Packer experience, I will say, though, and it's not a bad thing. Like, I think people want to go to Lambeau because it's getting a reputation as not just a like
reputation. It's always been a place to go, a destination.
You're not even letting me finish.
Yeah, you're gonna say they built all this stuff around.
You're not even gonna let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
They've
buddy.
Built up the reputation, and it is a must see venue. But the fans are really nice. Like, a lot of people
it is
walk
a good
away.
Experience.
He buddied you.
Who
he said,
did?
"Go, Kyle." He said, "Go ahead, buddy."
I ignored him because he's just yapping and yapping and yapping. I'm just furthering the point that like it goes to the experience where people talk about going to Lambeau and everyone goes like, "I had a great time." Everyone was super friendly. Like, I hear that all of the time from people, and that's part of the reason why they want to experience it, because there are places that you go in the NFL where you're not welcome. You may get in a fight that you even didn't even plan on being on. And you could just be sitting there, and next thing you know, someone's brawling right next to you. That doesn't happen at Lambeau.
I will say a different story, and this is not to make Ron Rivera look not tough. I played at Lambeau once, right? My third year in Carolina. We're getting ready. We stay in Appleton. It's the night before. And this is like this never happens with Ron Rivera, right? He's always the guy who's like tough. But he said, "Guys, I want you to take a minute tomorrow and I want you to enjoy it. This is coming from a guy that played with the Bears for 9 years. He said, even when I played the Bears in the 80s, people in Green Bay would offer you brats, they'd offer you beers, different time, obviously, than when I played. But he's like, the fans will be kind. It's an enjoyable place to play. You won't forget playing at Lambeau. Now, I don't know if that softened us up too much. Rodgers and the crew cooked us, and I think we lost by like 20. But he was right. Like, usually on the bus, you know, you're sitting there, you got your suit on, you're looking out the window. You go to Philadelphia, and you see a certain gesture with two hands welcoming you with one finger in the air. But with Green Bay, man, they're waving to you. It is a different experience. So I get why opposing fans want to experience it. They should. They should go experience it. If you're a football fan, you should go to Lambeau. It's wonderful. But man, I can't get over Matt LaFleur bringing it up. And maybe if they're cooking, if they're 8-2, if the offense is humming, he wants to have a little fun with the media. Sure, why not? That's fine. But things are not all great in the offensive room. So again, to bring this up is just, I can't believe this is on his mind.
If anything, I would want him to bring up, I want you guys to be louder. I tell you, were talking about, you know, fans and how loud it is.
Listen, hospitality.
Too hospitable. That's what I say. And people telling you to sit down at certain games. I need fans. When I went to Denver, that was raucous. That was why I thought Lambeau, I thought our fans were loud and crazy. I went down there. They're psycho. That was a crazy atmosphere. And I said, damn. Lambeau ain't got nothing on this fan-wise. We got the history, but the fans ain't as loud. The fans ain't
You're
as into it.
Calling out your fan
base.
The fans
are not crazy.
If anything.
Dave from Aaron says, I can't believe you're standing on this trash, Kyle.
If anything, he should be saying, I need y'all to be louder. I don't give a damn how many Vikings fans come in there. You drown them out, Packer backers. Mm. Go Pack, go nonstop. But I'm telling y'all this right now.
But then you say, quiet on the Go Pack coach champs. We're on offense.
On offense, but on defense, we should be loud. We should be proud every single game. The game I went to against the Commanders, that was the loudest I've heard Lambeau Field. They need to have that atmosphere every single week. I never forget when a woman told some people, sit down, I can't see. We are at a sporting event. What are you talking about, sit down?
You didn't say that.
I didn't say that, but I was looking at her. I was like, this woman.
My eyes.
This is crazy.
See, and I didn't have a back to just as hospitable as everybody. That you're not calling out the lame behavior.
Nah, she might have been a Karen, and I didn't want to deal with that.
She butted you.
No, she didn't tell me to sit down. She told somebody else to sit down. I just looked.
Were you standing?
No, I was sitting down.
Yeah, because you're too scared of Karen.
The bleachers, too, aren't the most comfortable.
No, they're not.
I'm telling you, I went down to Denver, and it changed my whole perspective on
Denver's
how it's
a nice stadium.
Have you ever been
too.
To another football stadium?
I've been to Ford Field. I've been to, the old place, the RCA Dome before it was.
Ooh.
Yeah, down in Indianapolis. And then I've been to Soldier Field.
Soldier Field's a dump.
Those are the only football stadiums I've been to in the NFL that I can recall.
Denver's great.
Oh my gosh! Are they playing hip hop right now? What is going on?
Could you imagine hip hop?
They played hip hop
in Lambeau Field.
It was lit. Fire coming out of a damn Bronco or that horse. This is crazy.
Bob chimes in and says, Packers continue to do this to themselves by raising ticket prices year after year. When you make it more unaffordable, it drives people to try and recoup some of those ticket costs with marquee primetime games.
Isn't it kind of fascinating that they raised tickets? I have no idea what the economics of the ticket prices, but
that you get them for free.
It's a non-profit, right? I mean, they don't have a profit motive because there's no owner. It just seems like a strange thing to do to season ticket holders, especially long-term ones. I don't know.
I don't have the answer to that one, Brad.
That's deep business talk right there.
Everyone loves deep business talk and money talk, which leads to Kyle telling you about Citizens Bank.
Oh, yes. If you are looking for a new banking home, I have the place for you. It is Citizens Bank. And if you're looking potentially to buy a home, guess what? That's one of the biggest moves you can make. And Citizens Bank has your back with that. When you're ready, you can talk to my friends at Citizens Bank, because from the pre-approval to the closing, and even after you get the keys, they will be there with you every step of the way. No run around, no wondering who to call, no last minute surprises, just one trusted lender making the whole thing feel a lot less stressful. And get this, you can meet with somebody in person or you can start an application online. However you roll, they've got you. So whether you're buying, refinancing, or just starting to dream, check out CitizensBankWI.bank. That's CitizensBankWI.bank, because that is banking where you belong. Citizens Bank is an equal housing lender. Visit them today at CitizensBankWI.bank.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman continues on with you next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
If I was as tall and as talented as you, if I could shoot as well as you could, both them teams would have won. Because you got the, you did a fake punch, you said, in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And I would have did fake point. I would have took it to the house. I would have scored a dang touchdown.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Stay off the injury report of life. If you've got pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, they got great news for you because you've probably been thinking that surgery and pain pills are your only option, but no, no, no. QC Kinetics is your option that you have to go to now. If you were told, you know, this is your only option, don't even worry about that second opinion. QC Kinetics would like its opportunity to diagnose you, put you on a personal plan to a pain-free life, and give you back the life you always deserved, a pain-free life. QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, is right here in the Milwaukee area. The Mequon location, the Greenfield location, that's the one I've been to. It's truly amazing when you sit down with these medical professionals and they're able to diagnose you, take a look inside that joint, explain to you how you're going to get your life back, and then execute it. Be one of the tens of thousands of satisfied patients, many right here in the Milwaukee area, that got their life back thanks to QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics will give you that life that you've been looking for, and now is there's no better time than right now to get that back. Book your free consultation today at QC Kinetics. Call them today at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Matt LaFleur doesn't want you to sell your tickets to Vikings fans. John chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. He went to Pittsburgh and home against Carolina. Obviously, there was extra motivation to beat Rodgers. The Packers fans in Pittsburgh were so much louder. Remember, Go Pack Goes in that game as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The people in charge at Lambeau, sounds like LaFleur is included in that, take the wind out of the Packers fans' sails. Regular playing loud music once we break the huddle. They want fans to be quiet when we're on offense, and it sucked. Well, the last part is yes. You're supposed to be quiet on offense. But I feel like when I've been at Lambeau, it's very much like an eager, and then there's a cheer when good things happen, but there's never like that like loud,
consistent flow,
defense.
No,
like, you know,
it is, I guess I remember growing up in the 90s, Lambeau seemed to be a more raucous environment. And maybe that was Favre and some of the energy that that team brought. But it does seem like it's been... Oh, not like become more corporate. That's probably the wrong word, but it's become more controlled maybe to where, you know, of certain initiatives like, hey, no wave and quiet on offense, whatever. It's still a great environment. There's no doubt about it. But if you were to tour every single NFL home stadium, some of them would be a letdown, like, you know, SoFi Stadium or even like, you know, Carolina when the team's not good. Like, there are some of them that are not great. But if you go to Philly, if you go to Buffalo, if you go to
Kansas
Denver,
City.
If you go to Kansas City, those stadiums and those fans are built different. Like, as far as intimidation factor, loudness, those are in a tier by themselves that Lambeau isn't there necessarily. So I don't think it's all, I don't think it's the fans. I think it's just the environment that a lot of the, like this gentleman said, that they're trying to create. I don't think that the Packer brass is trying to create a raucous environment. I've been to a game in a couple of years, but that's just what I remember from being a player, from players talking about it, and from a member growing up as a kid.
Diana McGuanago, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776 with KBN.
Hey, Dirty D.
No, hey, I heard you guys talking about season ticket holders. My husband's side of the family used to have the Milwaukee package, and his grandfather, they were still... They were still in his grandfather's name. His grandfather got them tickets when they played those games at State Fair Park. That's how long they were in his family.
They played at State Fair Park? I thought they played at Milwaukee County State.
I think she was going for that.
They did play some at State Fair Park. They played a couple,
wild.
I think, or something.
Hang on, I hear a dog in the background, Dirty D. Would you trade that dog for $500,000 a year?
Oh, hell no. Those are my babies. Those are just two of them. That was our husky. That was one of our huskies that you heard.
How many dogs
about both of them for a million?
Both of them for $1 million a year.
Lambeau.
No, his name is Lambeau, Ben, after Lambeau Field.
Oh, can wow. Wait. Or Curly Lambeau. So how many dogs do you have?
Four.
Okay, so you're telling me which one, you wouldn't sell the oldest one for $500,000?
Oh, hell no. No. Actually, we currently have three. One passed.
Oh.
The one that you can hear, that's Lambeau talking. He's a black and white husky. Lambeau, say hi to the... Oh, my Lord, say hi to the guys.
Hi, Lambeau.
Thank you, Diana.
Say hi to the guys.
Oh, look at that.
Say hi to the guys.
You can carry on a conversation with him. Oh, he's hilarious.
The dog whisperer.
Anyhow, so just within the last 2 years, they let the tickets go because they kept jacking them up.
Ooh. Oh, wow. After all those years?
Man, they done let up. They were season ticket holders for 50-plus years,
that's
and look
crazy.
What they did.
This is why you
corporate
sell them.
Corporate greed.
It is corporate greed. That's the way of the world.
Corporate greed.
It's America.
Josh and Kenosha, you're on the Carbless Talking Text line. I think you want to talk to Brad, and I don't like why.
Oh.
Well, he is the rational one, but that's I had true. A quick comment first to see if he saw the proud punter moments on Sunday. One of the punters made SportsCenter's top plays.
Who's that?
So, the punter from the Rams, he had that coffin corner kick that bounced at like the two and then hit right before the pylon out of bounds.
Who
gives a damn?
Thing of brutal beauty. Week artwork. Of highlights,
yeah.
Huh?
What?
That's in the top 10?
Boys, that's artwork. That's beauty in motion. That's what that is. Thank you for bringing that to all of our attention.
I'd rather hear the dog. You haven't even like shared, and I want to, like, you have to show me your best punt in the NFL.
I could go dig it up.
I want you to dig up that bounced at the two
and then took the
diagonal shot.
Do you want a bomb or do you want a coffin corner?
I want a bomb and I want one that bounced in and to the right or to the left right before the pylon.
Okay, I'll go try to dig those up.
I mean, Brad was a good punter.
Well, I kind of want to see him. Like every day I'm like, I got a Super Bowl 50 runner-up, punted for the
just a guy here.
I never looked it up at all.
All I've seen is the fake punter against Iowa.
It's hard to find.
Kyle, ain't nobody want to waste their time watching punter highlights.
But that's why this caller is so important, because it's hard to find punter highlights. I'm gonna have to go through game film. Right.
Josh, I think he had a question for you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Josh.
Oh, he's still here. Hey, Josh.
I did. So with Brad being the rational one, would you agree that it's probably going to take 11 or 12 wins to win the NFC North this year? And if so, where do you see the Packers getting another 5 to potentially 6 wins?
Whoo! Well, I think it's going to take, I think 11 wins and you got a shot. I'm not sure 12.
Yeah.
I think 11 wins. The Packers have 6 wins now, so that's 5. So you go 5-2. 5-2 to finish out the stretch. I mean, you're
That sounds hard based off what we've seen. Can they do
Lions
it?
The Lions also have to play a lot of these games too. Lions only have 6 wins, so they got to go 6-7.
They got to win 6-7.
6-7?
6 out of 7. 6-7.
6-7.
Yeah, they really wanted to make the joke that you messed up the actual content.
Ah, the kids love it.
Yeah, so I think if the Packers win 5-2, which I think 5 of 7 to go 5-2, I think that's very possible. I see them losing to the Broncos. And I don't know. I think they just drop one other one. But I think that's super likely. And I think if they do that, I think they've got a good chance to win the division. I don't see the Lions winning 6 of their last 7. 6-7.
Oh. You got to do the hands, Bradley.
6-7. Good question. Good caller. Good caller. Bringing up punter highlights. We're talking. I'm getting complimented. Call in more often.
Well, I genuinely like want to see a highlight because if I searched on YouTube, Brad Nortman punter highlights, is there such thing?
I don't think someone has.
Yeah, but like actual punting.
Oh, so you know what's kind of fun is the NFL. I don't even know where to go get highlights of me because there's not like a YouTube of it or whatever, and I don't have really access to a lot of game film anymore.
Brad Nortman 7-yard punt.
7?
Oh no!
Did you have a?
That
7-yard
sounds like
punt?
A low light.
Sounds like
I
a
did.
Shank.
I did against the Bears. Is that what against the Bears?
It was against the Bears.
Oh man, this is a fun story.
Your low light is easier to find than your high.
This
light.
Is a fun story. So it's my rookie year. I'm kind of struggling as a punter at this point. Not gonna lie. So we're playing Devin Hester in Chicago. It's like end of October, bro. I'm talking like mid 30s and 20-mile-an-hour wind with 30-mile-an-hour gusts, kind of like what the Packers just experienced in New York. And Soldier Field, right there on the lake, it has wind shelves. So it goes one way on the field, goes another way midway up, and then another way all the way up at the top. So it's a very, very hard place to pump, particularly when it's windy.
Mr. Excuse Maker.
And so it's Devin Hester. So the game plan was punt it out of bounds all game. Punt it out of bounds.
You did that.
I did that, but I angled my body, a nice, generous angle out of bounds. I can see it now. I can see the corner of the section that I was like aiming at. And I catch it, I mold it, I drop it, and the wind goes, whoosh, and the ball goes from like here, and it moves like 2 inches, like whoosh, a really quick move. And I swing my leg, and boys, let me tell you, I barely hit the ball. I'm lucky I made contact with it.
Has a punter ever whiffed?
In the NFL? Don't know.
Glad
probably,
it wasn't my boy.
Probably. I would imagine
the ball moved so much from hand to foot, and I did make contact, 7-yard punt. And you know what? For all the intensity and intimidation that Steve Smith, the same guy that said, don't talk to me, don't go up to the bed or the bathroom, all the thing, he was the first guy to meet me on the field and said, bro, you good. You good.
I have a follow-up question.
Never forget that.
You were drafted, which as a punter is rare.
Yeah.
So you probably never feared losing your job, but after a moment like that, were you like, oh my goodness, that might be my last punt ever?
Yeah, I thought about that. Well, because guys get cut all the time.
I love how calm he is about it.
Guys get cut all the time in the NFL.
He's had 6 years of playing, so it's okay to relive that.
Especially your rookie year, where you're trying to prove you can actually belong.
You got drafted, you knew you had some time.
This is good on the Carbos Talking text line. AJ in Baltimore. Brad's the kind of guy who apologizes to the opponent after a coffin corner kick.
Sorry, Devin.
Yeah, I didn't mean to make it that hard. But
Jared,
you know.
I did this too on the Carbos Talking text line. I tried looking up Brad highlights and I couldn't find anything.
So I do have, so the NFL will make you a highlight film. So I do have like a 20-minute highlight film, but it's not like, I think there's a couple from TV, but it's all like slow motion. It's like
I ain't got time for
NFL
all that.
Makes you a highlight film or what?
Yeah, NFL Films makes you a highlight film if you want one.
Yeah, everybody,
every player.
Oh, snap.
Every player.
It's a billion-dollar
every player
industry.
That plays. They got a little cuz, get a little highlight.
Yeah,
a couple
he's stacking
tackles.
Up highlights.
Three tackles so far in two games.
But you do it when your career's done. So yeah, obviously, it's like a former player gift.
Okay.
Look, if you're heading to a Milwaukee Bucks game, make a bet at Potawatomi Sportsbook and catch a shuttle to Fiserv Forum. After you purchase a bet, you'll get a wristband, and you'll be going. You can go to the bar too to get that. And you got to request it. And once you get that wristband, you can board a shuttle leaving Potawatomi. Wristbands are not required for the return shuttles, but seating is a limited first come first serve basis. Shuttle pickups and drop offs will be in the annex next to the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Shuttles begin departing Potawatomi 1 hour and 15 minutes before game time, and return shuttles begin third quarter and run nonstop until 1 hour after the game. Bet above the rest. Potawatomi Casino Hotel and the Amazing Sportsbook. Wheel of Strofe! Next!
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You throw hands?
Do I throw hands?
With T.O.!
Will I? No, I throw hands with Andre the Giant, man.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Lots happened today. Brandon Woodruff signing a qualifying offer with the Brewers. An update on the Giannis Antetokounmpo groin injury. Probably 2 weeks, according to Doc Rivers on the Bucks Plus Audio Network with Gail Klappa. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman with you till 5 o'clock with Strofe running the show. Time now to hear and see Strofe on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee with the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
All right, another day, another Buckaroony. I don't even know how I came up with that. It's so dumb.
I like it, though.
I know you do. I don't know if I do, but you do.
I do.
And that's all that matters around here on the Wheel of Strofe.
The happiness of me, yeah, actually, if it's a bad segment.
Brother, you are an emotional roller coaster. If you're happy, I'm happy. Here we go. Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe! I don't think he liked that comment.
Who?
Ben, he just shut up. He just kind of looked like, wow.
Get down and give me 20. That's right. Talk that talk, karma hits.
Yeah, that's true. You hurt my boy's feelings.
He hurt my feelings.
It was sort of out of
I'm
nowhere.
I'm happy now. This segment's good. Yeah. One, two,
yeah, you
keep
see
him? Keep him accountable.
Three and a half.
Now.
3¾. You know, he already quit.
He's somewhat. Why do you struggle with push-ups? Is 20 push-ups that difficult?
Yeah, I'm gonna, you know,
for a human being, a grown
he's
human being?
He's not a grown human being.
He's
a grown boy.
And what? Somebody needs to feed him some steroids in his food, just or inject him when he's asleep. I'm sick of seeing him struggle with 20
Sprinkle
push-ups.
Some steroids on like Nerd gummy clusters.
Bro, and I'm not struggling.
No,
I'm not
put
joking,
it in the,
though.
Put it in the Mountain Dew that he likes to drink.
This wheel of stroke has now turned into an intervention.
What are you talking about? I got things to talk about.
You need to see a doctor.
Yeah, you do.
Why?
Because you haven't.
That's true. I do need to do an annual.
Annual, though, but it's like the 5-year annual.
Yeah. Okay, Brad, that was unnecessary.
No, but that's why I'm bringing it up. We're worried about you.
When is the last time you saw a doctor?
We're not doing this right now. It's been a while. Admittedly.
You told us this like 3 months ago you were going to see a doctor.
Yeah, dude, I don't have time for anything.
Now you a lie.
I haven't even gotten a haircut in 3 months. I get one tonight, though.
Now you a lie. You definitely have time in the morning. If you can drive up and do things and move around.
What was the diagnosis?
What are you talking about?
Green Bay, Madison, you can find time.
I'm here.
You went to Green Bay and Madison to go do your wonderful.
You took time out to interview Doug Gottlieb. You should have went
to the doctor.
Available to the doctor.
Available now on YouTube. Yeah, ESPN Milwaukee released last night in full.
I'm with Ben. You probably would have been better
off. You always
off.
Make time for what's important, and your health is important to us.
To you.
Not to you.
Not to you. That's the thing.
No, it's important to me, but I'm good. I'm healthy.
How do you know that?
You don't know that. We know you're not healthy.
Because I feel healthy.
No, that's not how it works.
That's how I feel. I feel healthy.
Seems Wheel of Stroke!
Yellow.
Ted Kellner in the building. He'll be joining Homer in
big
person.
Time. Big time.
The Homer Hour at 5 o'clock.
Oh, yes. Well, I can't wait
to
talk to Ted Kellner.
Absolutely. Bumps Wheel of Stroke. It stinks anyways. Ted, you're always welcome.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Ted Kellner. He's the big dog. Big dog.
You know what?
Let's go to break and bring it. Oh, no, we have John Anderson.
John Anderson is not going to be here.
Oh, no, John today?
He is John Anderson.
Ted Kellner.
Let's go.
We'll bring in Ted Kellner to Kyle Bruston-Ortman before the Homer Hour. But first, he smells good.
Okay, hit on the man now.
Just let him know. He's polished. I'm going to tell him about Sit Means Sit dog training, because if he has dogs and you have dogs, and you ask yourself, hey, why don't they listen to what I say? Well, you can go to Sit Means Sit. Matt's team is amazing. You get a consultation. It's free. And then you can have a happy, confident, and obedient dog. Make sure you tune in to Friday so you can do the Green Bay props and preview. Pick our dog of the game. And then, of course, on Sunday, Green Bay game night, dog of the game is chosen by Homer and Tausch. Joined by Ted Kellner, a legend. Very thankful for him. I wouldn't have had a scholarship if it wasn't for Ted. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Kid's got the longest rope in radio.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You could take that one of two ways, and I agree with both.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay, King. I see you with the confidence.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman leading into the Homer Hour at 5 o'clock. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Joined now by Ted Kellner, who will be joining Homer. How the heck did you decide to go on with Homer?
I didn't know I was going on with Homer. I thought I'm just here to see you guys.
Well,
I have to be on with Homer?
Yeah, you have to be on with Homer.
Oh, jeez. Well, this is clearly the highlight of my day with you three.
And then after that,
appreciate that. Everything's downhill.
Everything's downhill. He's the best. Do you have any Homer stories for us? Because he's a gem of himself.
Homer story. There's so many Homer stories.
Have you golfed with him?
I've golfed with him a number of times.
Have you seen anybody look for more golf balls in your life?
He doesn't come with golf balls. He just picks them up at the practice range. I don't think he's ever bought a golf ball.
He literally
in his life.
Thumbs up.
I don't think he's ever bought a golf ball in his life.
That is so Homer. How do you even get to meet the guy like Homer?
It was not my choice, believe me. Not my choice to meet Homer. I do have a story. I was on the American Family Board for years, and I made the mistake of inviting Homer to play in our AmFam golf outing the summer. Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. I think this is the Aaron Rodgers.
So, no, it's not Aaron. He's got a million. But so he says to me, he said, not only him, Ask his way in. I mean, it's a fun tournament. A lot of people that want to play in it. He asked me to get him in, so I get him in. I get him in the tournament. Then he calls me and says, Ted, I want to get Bonnie Blair in. And I didn't really know Bonnie at that time, but Bonnie is delightful. I love Bonnie. So I said, yeah, I'll work on it. But now the field was full. Uh-huh. I mean, I have.
Is this the MFM Pro-Am?
The Pro-Am, yeah. But the field is full.
Yep.
So he wedges his way, and then he calls to get Bonnie in. I said, okay, I'll work on it. So I figured out a way to get Bonnie in. And then he calls me and says, Bonnie wants to golf with Ernie Els. I said, Homer. I said, I got her in.
What a request.
But Ernie Els won the tournament the year before, and the deal is that he always plays with the president of AmFam, Bill Westreed. And I think Homer said to me, then he said, well, can't we move Bill out? I said, no, Homer, we cannot move Bill out. That's Homer.
Excuse me. I said, can we move Bill out, please? Don't leave the please out.
Maybe he said please, Ben.
Yeah, tell him you said no.
So, I couldn't do that, but we did get Bonnie in,
yes.
Who is a wonderful lady.
As Ted Kellner's here with us, and obviously as a former student athlete of the University of Wisconsin, grateful for all the contributions you've made over your decades of support to the University of Wisconsin. I saw you smiling in the locker room after a win against Washington. Where are your feelings towards this program, and where's your optimism heading towards this end of the year?
Well, I mean, we might be stealing some of Homer's thunder and questions on the next hour. But my optimism, that was a moment we needed at Wisconsin, that we needed for the program, for Fluke, for the kids. I will tell you, if you did see, I went in a locker room, and the level of love for those kids for Luke and for the coaches was just palpable. Luke was doing an interview outside the door, and the kids were yelling, coach, 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 coach. And we came in there. I mean, it was a love fest. So I think one thing to think about is, has Luke lost his team? And he clearly hasn't. They love him. They play hard for him. Where are we at the moment? Hey, we're not where we want to be. But I do think Chris McIntosh made the right decision to keep Luke. When he hired Luke, that was a coup. When he got Luke, and Chris will make tough decisions. I mean, he let Paul Chris go. I think that was a surprise to a lot of people. And then he went out and got arguably one of the best coaches at the time in America in Luke. He was highly sought after or highly respected. Took that Cincinnati team, he took the CFP, was the only non-Power 5 conference team. So,
in a 14 playoff.
Yeah. So I think where are we? We're not where we want to be. Next year, I think personally will be a lot different. I think it would have been a mistake to let him go. And I think Chris's recommendation was the right recommendation. And I think things will be vastly improved next year.
Yeah, Ted, it's a strange time in college football, right? Way different from when I played. It's a complex environment. But just as you see it from a overview of the program, what's the biggest thing that's in the way of this Wisconsin Badger football program to be where we want to be? What's the biggest issue that's facing the program?
Well, I don't know that I'm the expert to address that, but I will say one of the biggest issues, the comment I made a second ago, next year will be different. I said to Benny, we did not operate with the same budget everybody else did last year. And our budget this next year for football will put us in the top third. We were well below that this year financially.
Oh, wow.
So
why is that?
Well, there's other sources of revenues that Chris has addressed, Chris McIntosh. We were in the bottom third, bottom 40%. Next year we should be well up the food chain in terms of competing. We can talk about how I feel about nil and how I feel about it is what it is. It's the world that we have today. And to be competitive, you need resources. And we didn't have the resources others did last year. Next year, I think we will be, which will be one of the contributing factors to why I think we will be much more competitive next year.
I love to hear that, because next year is a big year, right? And so for you, expectations as a Badger alum, a Badger fan, a contributor to the program and beyond, what is your expectation when it comes to win total next year?
Win total? I think we'll be better. My expectations, just like Luke's and Max, are always high. I mean, our expectations and our hope and for some of the things that I think are going to happen next year, my expectations are for much better win-loss. And I think I'm hopeful it's going to be above 500. I'm hopeful we're going to be in a bowl next year.
Okay.
You know, our schedule is going to be a lot different. You know, you look at our schedule. I don't know where it ranked. It had to be one, two, or three.
It was in
the top
five. I think it was, yeah.
Top
five. It might have been top three. Even.
Top three, I think, is what I saw. Yeah. I saw top three. I saw top two. But whatever. I mean, you look at that schedule. It was just brutal. And then you look at the number of kids that on the in the Oregon game. If you go back to day one of the 22 pencil starters on day one, 11 didn't play at Oregon. So I mean, you take the resources. You take we've had a lot of injuries. Luke hasn't had a starting quarterback in the last 3 years. It went more than three games, four games.
What has stood out as Ted Kellner's joining us here before the Homer Hour on Kyle Bruston-Nortman. Luke is a little bit of a mystery to me just because, again, he came from the Ohio State family of the Tressel era and then goes to Cincinnati, has success there, comes to Wisconsin. What stands out about Luke that separates him from a guy you like believe that can do this at the University of Wisconsin?
What separates him?
Yeah.
Well, Luke's...
Like outside of success, is there something that you can pinpoint in conversations or being around him that like you're like this guy can get it done?
Well, I just knowing Luke as I do, and I will not say I am not real close to Luke, but I've spent a fair amount of time. Luke has been a winner, and he's got a passion for winning. And this not having success the last, particularly the last couple of years has been gut wrenching for him. I mean, he's won at every level. At Ohio State, you know, his
player.
wrestling card has been unbelievable. I think he was three-time Ohio State heavyweight champ. I mean, he's been a winner at every level. This is not where he wants to be. But I think his passion and his I think his vision going into next year and his desire to make things better will make us better. I mean, he's a very focused individual. He wants to get things right, and he's really focused on the next two games, but also next year to make sure that we do have much better outcomes on the field.
And that is a fair way to assess it. Even though you're focused on two games, in this college sports world now, you are on every second for next year spring signing or early signing, getting guys in. So it's not unfair to say that he's thinking about next year today because that's the world of college sports.
Yeah, and when it comes to college sports in general and college football, I'm just curious where you think Wisconsin can be in its landscape. Because when McIntosh hired Luke Fickell, we were talking about championships, right? Because the standard ways of, you know, 8, 9, 10 wins wasn't good enough. So if you cast your vision to say, you know what, when Wisconsin's humming, I think this program can be what? Do you think it can make the college football playoff every other year? Like, what do you think if this program is clipping where it should be, where should Wisconsin be among the college football landscape?
I think, and I'd speak for Luke, and I think he'd say that we want to be in the college football playoffs. I mean, we want to be up at that level.
So
I mean,
that's a fair expectation.
It's 12
at some point.
12 now will probably be 16 in the next couple of years. It won't be next year because they get that December 1 deal, so that's by the boards. But I think it will continue to expand, and our goal is to be in that college football playoff.
What's your favorite memory as a Wisconsin sports fan?
94 Rose Bowl.
Hands down?
Hands down. If anybody, I don't know, you guys weren't there.
Well, I mean,
going into that stadium after 4 years of Barry with that classic line, you better get the tickets now before they won't be able to get them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Barry was, I think it went 1-10, 5-6, 5-6. And then Rose Bowl was, I think.
Remarkable,
that was
yep. That's right.
But then going out there and walking in that stadium, I think it was 105,000 then. There were 75,000 Badger fans there. I mean, it was, as we talked about, Camp Randall West. I think that stands out for me as just the absolute pinnacle of Wisconsin sports and particularly our football program.
Well, we appreciate the time.
That's right.
Gotta give back.
God bless you for however long Homer gets you.
Homer told me that I could stay as long as I want, and actually, I think I'm done right now, guys.
How about that? There you go.
We got all the good stuff from
Homer,
you.
Good luck filling in. What are we going to have here?
Thank you. Someone who high jumped 7'2" and a half.
Ted Kellner, we appreciate the time. He will be next if he decides. It's up to him. He can do whatever he wants, as we know. Homer even said that. He'll be next with Homer on the Homer Hour from 5 to 6. Get us on the Wisconsin ESPN Wisconsin app if you missed the show. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. You can listen back and see us there. Coming up next, the Homer Hour in 2 minutes. Thanks, Ted. The show that never ends.